Welcome to our podcast on Understanding the Law. I'm Milo Grant, and we're speaking with an expert on patents, Ms. Emma Brooks from the firm of Toole & Hart. Welcome, Ms. Brooks.
Thank you. Please call me Emma.
Thank you, Emma. So, we recently talked about other forms of intellectual property, like copyrights. How are patents different?
Well, patents protect inventions, and basically, it's illegal for anyone except the patent owner or someone who has their permission to make or sell the invention in the country where the patent was granted.
Forever?
Oh, no. A UK patent has a life of 20 years, so long as the renewal fees are paid every year.
I see. 20 years. So that's different from a copyright.
Quite. The statutory term for copyrights, at least in the UK, continues for 70 years after the death of the copyright holder.
Really? Why doesn't a patent last that long?
Well, a patent is an exclusive right to something, and things that can be patented are useful or practical things that many people can benefit from. So being able to make or sell those things is often worth a lot of money.
Okay, so you're talking about something like a drug. When the drug is new, it has a brand name and it's expensive. But eventually it becomes available as a generic form and it costs a lot less.
Great example. Brand name drugs are almost always patented.
Then could you tell us what other things are patented?
Actually, you can patent anything that's novel, inventive, and has an industrial application of some sort.
Novel, inventive. What do you mean by those terms, Emma?
Sorry. Those are legal requirements of the statute. Novel simply means new, and inventive means that what you've done isn't just a simple modification to something that exists already.
Gosh, it sounds complicated.
It is. Patents are far more complicated than copyrights. That's why there's a long application process for a patent, and it really can take a long time. About 5 years in the UK.
Goodness, if it takes that long, what do you do with the invention while you're waiting?
Keep it quiet. You cannot reveal your invention publicly.
Really? So how does this all work in the real world?
OK, here's an example, Milo. Let's say you're an engineer and you've created a new material and you think it could revolutionise the manufacture of aeroplanes or automobiles. You want to patent it straight away, but only about 1 in 20 applicants succeed in securing a patent without professional help. And that's not my figure. That's the UK government statistic. It's going to cost you about £4,000 to get the help necessary to submit a quality application. And then you're going to have to wait 5 years for the decision. In the meantime, you want to figure out if there actually is commercial potential for your invention. So you need to talk to some investors, some commercial partners. You would ask them to sign an NDA.
A non-disclosure agreement?
Exactly. So, the NDA is a legally binding agreement, and they have to treat what you tell them in confidence. And if you then feel there is commercial potential for your invention, you would proceed with the patent application.
I see. And if you're successful, you've got the patent for 20 years.
Exactly. And in that 20-year window, you have a monopoly, or the exclusive right to make and profit from your new material. After that, others can also manufacture it.
So the invention is no longer exclusive, and everyone can have a go making money from it?
Precisely. Think of your material as the same as the drug with the brand name. After 20 years, other companies can produce it. They can't call it by the brand name, because you've probably trademarked that, but they can create an identical product and use the generic name.
Interesting. So a patent is really quite valuable, but only for 20 years. Thanks so much, Emma.